people their right to vote. Someone asked me, was it true? The voting rights of the district were long overdue. They couldn't believe it when I said yes. And then I said, you ain't heard nothing yet. We are based in Washington, D.C., a truly diverse community. Almost 600,000 strong have been exploited much too long. Inadequate power over our own affairs, and national issues for which we care. No votes in Congress, the Senate, the House, no state delegation, no representation. We pledge allegiance, my country is a fee. Finding for state taxes in this country, provide working services for the government. We get no food, but our money is spent. You may wonder how the world can this be. I'm always living in democracy, where the U.S. Constitution gives equal protection. Check the 14th Amendment to the Matrix Connection. No taxation without representation. 200 years of exploitation in the capital of this nation. Oh, well, no representation in the capital of this nation. 200 years of exploitation. Give the people their right to vote. In 1787, the U.S. Constitution was ratified. U.S. Congress on the power to exclusively exercise. In all cases, legislation of the future capital of this nation. In 1790, selection of the district at the end, using the Peace of Virginia and the Peace of Maryland, forming the District of Columbia for Washington, D.C., of the people become voting in their own constituency. In 1800, Congress took control of D.C., became member this time. In 1871, an elected delegate took no vote.
We welcome you to worship this morning, which is being led by the confirmation class. We hope you find this time meaningful as we worship God. Please rise as you are able to join in our call to worship.
Sometimes it seems so unfair to have to do the law says. But Jesus also told us to give ourselves to God. We come together to worship and to learn how we should live our lives.
We come to remember that we live in this world as God's children.
What does this mean?
Together we will honor the laws of God and the laws of this land, so we can continue to build a community of love and justice.
Let us sing together our first song, Standing on the Wall. Thank you. there is no authority except for God. And those authorities that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment.
For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Do you wish to have no fear of the authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive its approval, for it is God's servant for your good. But if you do what is wrong, you should be afraid, for the authority does not bear the sword in vain. It is the servant of God to execute wrath on the wrongdoer.
Therefore, one must be subject not only because of wrath, but also because of conscience. For the same reason, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, busy with this very thing.
Pay to all what is due them, taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due.
Give me Jesus.
troubled when I talk about money. What money do I have in my hand?
Do you know what taxes are? Taxes are what we pay to our city, state, and country. They help us have good roads, water to our house, the police, and lots of things.
Taxes get paid from what you make. You were just giving 4 quarters to pay your taxes. You have to give 1 quarter back. That's how we pay taxes. Jesus tells us we should pay them even if we don't like them or think they're unfair. Your parents pay taxes every year.
Okay, let us pray. Thank you, God, for giving us the chance to be good members of our community. Help us to do what is the right thing, even if we don't like it, because it is right with you. Bless these children for the week ahead. You guys can go back to your seats. We want you to stay with us for the rest of the service.
Along that line, number one, I'm thrilled to see you West here. I have a little cold, so, Lori?
Yes.
Could we just take this? I would like to pray for Lori. Loving God, we pray special prayers for Pastor Lori today, as she prepares for her breast cancer surgery tomorrow. Calm whatever anxiety or fears she may have. Give her courage and faith in you. Let her relax and rest in your loving arms. Be with her entire medical team, that they may have clear minds and skilled hands. We pray these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, whom God sent to show us the way and to remind us of God's unfailing promises to us. Amen.
You also didn't think you're going to get away without me saying something. I have two joys. Yesterday was honor flight for the veterans to Washington, D.C., Dick Scheibe, Glenn Johnson, who I think is still recovering, and Art were honored to go on that flight. It was, I heard about it till like 2 in the morning, things that happened, and saw pictures of all the monuments, and I think it was a healing process for a lot of the veterans to go on and see all these things, so I think that's a joy that they had this honor to go. And it was also our anniversary yesterday, so he was in Washington, I was here, so we celebrated separately our 45th anniversary.
Any other joys or concerns? Do you know what day it is today? It's April 15th, tax day. Do you hear me? It's time to pay your taxes. Get in line now. Bring up your shekels or your denarii. Let's get these taxes paid. Caesar needs your taxes to keep law in order. You have to pay.
Here I am, but I cannot pay my taxes.
What? Why not?
I cannot pay my taxes because I got fired at my job. I worked at the nuclear reactor down the road, and I blew up half the building because I wasn't paying attention. But I got fired, and now I have no way to pay my taxes.
You are in jail for that? If you can't pay your taxes, you may end up there anyway. No excuse.
Let us give of ourselves.
time for announcements. There are some announcements on the back of the bulletin. We also ask you pass the registration pads at this time. Does anyone have any other announcements?
Good morning. If you notice the back of the narthex, there's four baskets back there. We're collecting shoes. It's called Soles for Shoes. So if you have any gentle used or shoes that you don't want anymore, please bring them in. They will be going to Haiti or Guatemala. So we'll do that the whole month. Actually April and May. So, you got plenty of time. Clean out those closets, dust them in your bag. I'm sure you'll find lots of pairs.
Doesn't have to be
good
shoes.
No, don't have to be good shoes. Just gentlemen or whatever, you know. They're in pretty good shape, but it'll help them. It'll help them go out and get jobs and help their family. And they can be any size, and men's shoes, women's shoes, kids. Thank you.
I have a new chart out that will be in the back for part of April, the last part of April, and then all of May. So please sign up. This is empty right now.
For flowers? For flowers.
I have several announcements this morning. The freezer is bare. We need things for coffee. You can pick up a container from me. I have them large and small. We have them all. A couple other ones is the Trump dinner is on Tuesday, and so far I have only one person helping me cook and two people helping me serve, except Fred can no longer lift, so I need people who can lift the food safes. I need some people to help me prepare the food. I'm going to start it at hopefully 10:30 on Tuesday morning. And get it all done and get it in the food safes, and then we leave here at 4:30. So if you can help, would you please come up and let me know? Otherwise, I think I'll go hang myself. It's hard to do alone. Okay. Then the other thing is we have parents and pals. And in this Parents and Pals is on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I'm there with all the little children. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to go through May. And what we've noticed is we have children that are coming from Bethany Crisis Center. They really need clothes for, not babies, they need clothes for little ones, 4T to, I believe, 7T, and shoes and boots for that size. If you're going to rummage sales this summer, please think about us. And if you have grandchildren that you're getting rid of things and they're certainly more usable, please think about this. They're lovely children. We're having such a good time with them. And they have said that they really like our idea, and they're going to be coming on Tuesdays. So let's help them out with some clothing for those little ones. I think I've said it. Help me. Help me.
Good morning. Well, our youth bowling and pizza that's going to happen today, I think we'll postpone due to weather. Better safe than sorry. So, kids, we will reschedule that for another time, okay? And I'd like to thank the confirmation class. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you.
Come to thy, comes in peace and comes in power.
Amen.